A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Shabbos Tzadites, Shabbos 99A, pagination page 197, about 10 lines from the top. Shtei is the last word on the line. Shtei gizus tiraos, there were two porches. We described in our Mishnah that people would pass on the same side of the street, but they would not pass crossing the street. So the Gemara here wants to explain how the agolos were arranged, how the wagons that transported the things from the Mishkan were arranged. And but in doing so, we're going to also understand why a Rishus HaRabim is defined as a thoroughfare that is at least 16 amos wide, based on the configuration of the wagons and the way they traveled next to each other. Amar Rav Mishum Rabbi Chiya. Rav said in the name of Rabbi Chiya, Agolos, the wagons, Tachtehen, underneath them, Uveinehem, and between them, Vitzidehem, and on their sides, Rishus HaRabim. That is a Rishus HaRabim area, and that's how we define the size of Rishus HaRabim as well. Let's think for a moment, just quickly, to overview what's going to happen here. The size of the Agolos, the Gemara is going to tell us in a moment, is 5 amos in length, that's front to back, and 2.5 amos in width. That's the critical dimension that we will use to understand how wide the public area has to be. So it's 2.5 for the wagon. In addition, we are told that the wagons themselves, as a result of the wheels of the wagon, which protruded, they were not underneath the wagon the way we picture a car, but they protruded to the side of the wagon. So that covered an additional 2.5 amma, similar to the size of the width of the wagon. Of course, it's splitting the 2.5 between the two sides, because each wheel gets part of that dimension, so it's only 1.25 on each side. But right now, you have, working from left to right, for example, you would have 1.25 of the wheel, then 2.5 width of the wagon, and then another 1.25 of the second wagon wheel. Now, that gives you a total of 5 amos. In addition to 5 amos, beams were placed onto these wagons, and the dimensions of the beams were 1 amma by 1.5 amma by 10 amma. So let's just work with the 10 amma right now, because that's the height. So these beams were placed the length of the beam to the width of the wagon, so that the length of the beam, which is 10 amma again, was placed on the 2.5 wide wagon. Protruding on each side, the remaining part of the beam would extend itself both to the left and to the right of the wagon. And we're told that in addition to what portion of the beam is covering the wagon itself and the area of the wheels of the wagon, a grand total of 5 amma, as we described a moment ago, in addition to that, there's going to be protrusion of the beam to the left of the wagon and to the right of the wagon, what remains of the 10 amma beam. If 5 amos are allocated to the size of the wagon between the wagon itself and its wheels, then in addition, it's 2.5 amma on each side for a total of the remaining 5 amma of the beam that are going to protrude on each side. That gives us, starting from the wagon wheel all the way on the left, that gives us 5 amah for the wagon, and in addition, working towards the right, 2.5 amah to the middle of the street of beam that's protruding towards the middle of the street. That gives us a total of 7.5 amah. We double that because we're told that a second wagon would travel parallel to each wagon so that they're running down the street, so to speak, 2 by 2. And as the Gemara will explain, there was a certain amount of space in between the two wagons so that a Ben Levi could jump in between and fix the positioning of the beams as necessary. Now, the piece over here that's obviously being unattended to is that in the imagery that we're giving, in addition to the part of the beam that's on top of the wagon, and in addition to the part of the beam that protrudes towards the middle of the street, there's also part of the beam that's protruding, the way I described it, to the left of the wagon wheel, which would be the equivalent of the sidewalk. Why aren't we taking that into account? And Rashi explains, because what protrudes over the side of Rishus HaRabim is above 10 tefachim high, and therefore that doesn't really prove the size of Rishus HaRabim itself. Rishus HaRabim is only the amount where the wagon wheels are traveling, and not the amount that the beam sticks out. On the right side of this first wagon that we described, the beams are also over 10 tefachim high, off the ground, but that area counts towards Rishus HaRabim because it's actually stopping the second wagon from coming any closer to it, so that the Rishus HaRabim has to indeed be that wide. But again, the part that's protruding over the equivalent of a sidewalk or a private yard, that we're not including in the Rishus HaRabim calculation. So let's look at the Gemara again. Amar Abaye, continuing, Ben Agala La Agala, between each wagon, Kemale Orech Agala, was the same size as the length of a wagon. Vekama Orech Agala, how long was a wagon? Hey Amos, 5 Amos. So he's saying that to the width of Rishus HaRabim, the same size as the length of a wagon was the distance between the wagons. Ask the Gemara Lomali, why do you need a wagon of 5 amos in length? Bedalidu palgosagi, 4.5 amos should have sufficed for the length of the wagon. Let's think for a moment, what are they trying to do with the wagon? They're trying to get 3 1.5 wide beams positioned over the length of the wagon. The beams are being positioned length of the beam to the width of the wagon, and they're putting one across, one pile across, so that's going to be 1.5. Then they're going to put another one and a third such pile or a third such beam, whether it's actually piles or not, but the calculation is the same calculation. You only need 3 times 1.5. You only need 4 amos for the length of the agala. And the Gemara answers a very typical logical response, you can't bring it that tight because they're going to bump into each other, it's going to be too tight, they're going to be squashed. Omar Rava said, Side Agala, the side of the Agala, Kamole Rochev Agala, takes up the space of the width of the Agala. V'kama Rochev Agala, what is the width of an Agala? 2.5 amos. But of course we said that the side of the wagon is not going to have 2.5 amos on each side. It's 2.5 split between the two sides of the wagon for the wagon wheel. It's 1.25 each. Ask the Gemara Lamali, why do you need a full 2.5 ba'amsa upalga sagya? The width of the wagon could just as well be 1.5 amma. And the Gemara says, Gichid la lidadu kiroshim. These beams were humongous, and if they didn't have enough surface area to be resting on, they would topple. And therefore, 2.5 amma were necessary to be the base. And then from there, you were able to extend and protrude them in each direction. Pardon us. Ella de Kaimalon, the Gemara asked the clinching question. Derech Rishus HaRabim, the way of a public area is Sheish Esrei Amah, is 16 Amah, Anan de Gamrinan Lami Mishkan. If we're calculating it from the Mishkan Chameser Havoi, we only allocated 15 Amah in our calculation. And this is what I mentioned. If you start from the left side in your mind, you have the wagon wheel. You have 1.25 amma until the wagon itself. You have 2.5 amma of the wagon itself on which the krushim, the beams, were actually resting. You have another amma and a quarter of the wheel of this left side wagon. Then you have space in between where the krushim protruded, both the left side keresh and then the right side keresh. Then you have a amma and a quarter of the wagon wheel of the right side wagon, 2.5 amma of the wagon itself, another amma and a quarter of the wagon wheel on the farmost right, and then the protrusion of the krushim as they extended to the right side. The Gemara does the calculation exactly, and we got 5 for one wagon, 5 for the middle, and 5 for the right side wagon. Where do you get 16 amma, which is our tradition, is the size of a Rishus HaRabim? And the Gemara answers, Amsa Yoseira Havoi, there was another amma, Davakoi Ben Levi, that a Ben Levi would be able to go there, Dechi Mishtalfi Kroshim, if the beams would slip, have a noket luhu, he would be able to reposition them, and he needed space to be able to do that. So a half amma for each wagon was allocated, an amma in total down the middle, so that there was a pathway of sorts as they traveled for him to maneuver in there and position the krushim appropriately. Again, Rashi points out that what extended on the farmost left and farmost right of the beams, that does not get included in Rishus HaRabim calculation. It only goes until the farmost wheels. And whatever extended beyond that was above 10 tefachim and was not included. Taisus has a number of kashas on this explanation of Rashi, but this is Rashi's explanation and fairly easy to go through the calculation, especially if you choose to make a quick diagram in front of you to appreciate the different dimensions. Yeshakoach for joining. Thank you. Have a wonderful day.